From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. People living near the Missouri River are breathing a sigh of relief today. After warnings of possible massive flooding in Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri, the river is cresting sooner and lower than predicted. Floodwaters devastated the region in 1993, and many communities since then have shored up their levees. Towns that couldn't afford to do that are now relying on sweat and luck. Maria Carter of KCUR in Kansas City reports.
A sprawling storm system that sparked the tornado in Greensburg, Kansas this weekend also dumped as much as 8 inches of rain on the region, causing flash flooding and blocked roads in cities from Nebraska to Oklahoma. The Missouri River began to swell, and towns up and down its banks prepared for what officials say is the worst flooding in more than a decade. 20 miles east of Kansas City, Missouri City is dealing with the flood. A county road dips into a flooded field. And Bernie Napier instructs a half dozen volunteers on how to stack sandbags like bricks.
This way, just like that. One row all the way across.
Okay. They're trying to protect two houses across a gravel road. But the county's emergency management director, D.C. Rogers, says shovels and sweat may not be enough.
They never replaced any of the levees after they breached in 1993. Most of the levees down through here didn't breach. Or they never got overtopped, but they've been weakened from the 1993 flood.
Rogers says the county relies on raised railroads and highways for much of its flood control. Pete Vorwerk, a rail inspector for Norfolk Southern, says that's a bad idea.
The railroad track is not made to hold water. The railroad track is made to drain water. But a lot of people say, well, it's a railroad track. It's a big berm there, so we'll just use that for a levee.
East of Missouri City, the river is pressing so hard against the tracks that a stream trickles a few feet below where trains pass over. The river continues its push, and a chunk of earth splashes into the water, creating a passage big enough for a large catfish to wiggle through. Vorwerk's concerned this hole could grow, washing out the tracks and flooding more farmland.
Where'd he come from? There must be a big hole in there if he come all the way through there.
About 25 miles to the west, a 23-foot-tall levee borders the Missouri and protects the industrial Kansas City suburb of Riverside. The levee stretches 6 miles and was built after floods engulfed 90% of the town in 1993. Deputy Emergency Management Director Mike Shelton stands at the edge of a submerged park, a jungle gym and swing set peeking out from the water. The park is designed to be flooded. Shelton says for the most part, the levee means less stress on emergency workers.
We're not having to worry about sandbagging, even though we do have those resources at the ready at our headquarters. We don't have to worry about boats. We really don't have to worry about rescue of residents.
The levee district's Gary Creason says many factors go into building a levee designed to protect the town from a 500-year flood. But one wins out.
And it's money.
A growing business district and casino revenues helped Riverside foot half the $80 million bill to build this levee. But rural communities often can't pay that cost or prove that farmland and a few houses that flood every few decades are enough to warrant millions in federal spending. So Missouri City, like many places, is left on its own. A water pump is turned on as Councilman Joe Selle and a few friends linger by the tracks downtown, drinking beers and watching the Missouri rush by.
It's like I've been telling everybody, when you live in a floodplain that's right next to the river, you know, you kind of got to take the good with the bad.
Missouri City is safe for now. The river crested early this morning and flooded only a few fields. Now, other towns downriver will repeat the process, filling sandbags, turning on pumps, and waiting for the crest. For NPR News, I'm Maria Carter in Kansas City.